sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour here on this Friday, July 18th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, tell all your friends about our website for the show, yourdefendingfathers.com. Stream button is there. You can listen on computers. You can listen on your cell phones. You can listen anywhere in the world to this show, 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, live. But we also, on that same website at the top, have a link there, podcasts. You can click on podcasts, listen on demand anytime you want. Just click on it and listen anytime on demand. Now, I want to remind you that Tony and his team have a sale going on for our radio family only, happening this Friday, today, until 5 o'clock, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 9 to 5. Special prices, special financing, all kinds of deals. Veterans, if you're a veteran, $500 off. The best price, any negotiated deal, get your best price and then ask for the veterans discount, $500 off of that. Plus, they will match or beat any pricing of any unit that you have seen at any of these RV shows that you may have been attending. You found a particular model you like. Well, Tony will get the unit for you if he doesn't have it in his inventory, and we'll give you the best price, the best financing, and be able to be serviced right there in Gaylord, right off of I-75. Great location, great service department, open year-round. Absolutely love Northern Michigan RV. So tell them when you go there, Trucker Randy sent you, and you want the Trucker Randy Radio Family discount today till 5 o'clock, tomorrow Saturday from 9 to 5. Again, tell him Trucker Randy sent you. Greatly appreciate that. Well, a week from this coming Wednesday, Vicki and I will be attending the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee's fundraising event down in McBain, Michigan. We're going to be wearing cowboy hats, cowboy boots, our jeans. We're going to have a good old-fashioned cowboy barbecue. It's going to be a fantastic event. You want to come join us? It is a fundraiser for the 1st Congressional District. They're going to be hosting and paying for the porch party on the Mackinac Island Grand Hotel's porch at the September Republican Leadership Conference. They need to raise some money, and we greatly appreciate if you come join us. Text me the number 1ST, and I'll send you the flyer with all the information. You can get a hold of the treasurer. You can buy your tickets online. Talk to the treasurer, tell him you'll pay him at the door, whatever. but it's going to be on Wednesday, July 30th. Starts at 5 o'clock down in McBain, Michigan, Maswaukee County. Love that county party. Love them. Absolutely going to have a blast. Looking forward to partying with them a week from this Wednesday, July 30th. So again, if you'd like to join us, text me the number 1ST. I'll send you the flyer. You can get to their website. You can talk to the treasurer. It's going to be a great time. Looking forward to it. You guys need to come and party with us. Again, text me at 231-360-5140, the number 1ST, and I'll send you the flyer. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin', the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin' of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment on this Friday morning. Absolutely looking forward to the weekend. Joining us on the line right now is Tristan Cole, my Farm Bureau insurance agent over in beautiful Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. Hey, I wanted to talk to you. about my insurance, and I think this may be applicable to a lot of our business owners, a lot of people listening, even private individuals, talking with the accountant, looking at the vehicles that we have, she's like, Randy, it's time that you get a new vehicle. Driving a 2008 Cadillac is not good for write-offs. It's not good for your image. Trucker Randy needs to be driving a truck. She says, why don't you get a price for leasing a new GMC Sierra pickup truck? So I went down to Traverse City yesterday. I'm going to be heading up to Bishop GMC in Sheboygan today to see what they have on the lot. And I found the absolute beautiful truck. I cannot believe the inside of these pickup trucks. Tristan, this truck is nicer than my Cadillac.
Yeah, they're nice rides.
Man, unbelievable. And the agent or the sales guy there is putting together some quotes for me with three different lenders that they do leasing for. Is there a difference as far as deductibles go, as far as what a leasing company will allow the deductibles to be versus when you own a vehicle outright like we do, or when you're buying a vehicle? Is there a difference in you having to quote these insurance quotes?
No, we put them in as a leased vehicle versus there's a lender for the vehicle, but you still have the freedom to choose your deductible, which controls your insurance payment to cover those vehicles.
Okay, so they don't dictate or tell you that you have to have a $100 deductible, a low deductible, higher insurance costs, either for comp or collision. You still have that freedom. That's still your ability to try to get your insurance payments down as low as possible.
Yes, you can still have control over that for the most part. I mean, I'm sure if we went to some crazy extremes or something, that they would probably call you and say, "Hey, we do have some minimums, and you're less than that."
Sure.
But for the most part, if you're running, that $250 comp deductible, or even if it's $500 or $1,000, that does a lot to impact how much you pay as far as a premium for your policy. And that's an individual choice that people make, that they'd like to pay less monthly in their premium, and they know that they're self-insuring to a greater extent by having that higher deductible.
Right. Well, one thing that I do, and because it doesn't really cost that much more, is I believe I have like a $100 deductible on comp, because it's not that much of a savings mm-hmm. to go from 250 down to 100. And with mm-hmm. all the dang stone chips we get here in Michigan on our roads as they're doing a lot of construction, I've only done one windshield, though, in the last couple of years. But it's really not that much of a savings to step it down. The other main reason is if a deer runs out in front of you, I believe, because it's not another vehicle, don't we get to cover our cars with the comp deductible
yes.
versus collision?
Correct. That's correct. Yes. A deer collision would be, anything with an animal would be fall under comprehensive. Collision is when you collide or have a collision with another vehicle or a fixed object. You back into a stump, that's going to be a collision.
Gotcha.
Versus if a deer runs into the side of you, or you run into a deer that's standing in the road.
Sure. Or decides last minute. And why they do this, I have no idea. You'll be sitting there in the car, your truck, vehicle, SUV, motorcycle, whatever, and you see the deer on the side of the road, and they see you. I blow my horn. I do whatever I got to do to get their attention. And then the last second, they think they can beat us, and they're going to cross the road and jump out right in front of you. Why do deer do that? It drives me crazy.
It costs us all a lot of money.
Yes, it does. Are we looking still at quite a few deer accidents? I know the herd didn't get thinned out the right way. There wasn't a lot of doe kills this past year. Are we seeing an increase in deer collision accidents in your agency and others in the industry that you know of?
Yeah, knock on wood, we're in a little bit of a lull right now. You know, you've got does that are out there gorging and feeding fawns. Fawns are starting to run around a little bit more. We'll probably see a little rash of those shortly where they're moving around with the does, you know, as they get a little bit older.
Yeah.
And they do erratic things and run slower and zigzag a little differently. And so if a deer comes out on the road, it's the best bet is there's where there's one, there's more, and a slow way down because those fawns, those young deer, they just don't know how to run in a straight line sometimes. And they can be lagging behind that doe that races across the road. And then a few seconds later or a little bit later, that fawn comes loping around along behind her.
Sure.
So I always encourage people when you see a deer, there's more, slow down.
Yeah.
And just be super cautious because even a little fawn can cause a lot of damage.
Oh, absolutely. I remember years ago when I first got my motorcycle, I didn't have it a week or two. And right here in our own little subdivision area on Barnes Road, a little baby came out and ran right into the side of us. And, man, it caused $4,000 damage on my motorcycle. Don't realize, you know, the gas tank alone, its little hoof put a big dent right in the side of my gas tank. And that has the speedometer. It has the tachometer. It has the fuel. It has everything right there, clock, everything. Gas tank was like $2,500. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe a gas tank on a motorcycle would be so expensive.
And hence the reason that insurance for vehicles costs what it costs is because the repair costs are so high on modern vehicles today.
Yeah, it's just amazing, amazing how much it costs. Well, one of the things I did want to talk to you about on that point, and I, having been in insurance years ago, back in 2010 in Traverse City area, one of the ways that you guys are able to help people get discounts, and one of the things that I've always, 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 especially young people, I've said, you know, they came in for a quote for car insurance. They don't have any car insurance, or their insurance lapsed, they didn't make their payments, whatever. It's like, okay, we might have to put you in the pool. We have Bristol. We have other companies that we can put you with that will start you back up. But one way that you guys can lower your car insurance is with multi-policy discounts, especially young people. And I said, you know, based on your age, this is absolutely a no-brainer. We can get you a life insurance policy so cheaply that will actually save you money on your car insurance premium and therefore actually lower the cost of the car insurance. Car insurance for a young kid on PLPD, whatever it was $100 a month, whatever. And I said, you know, if you get a term life insurance policy or even a whole life policy right now, your life insurance policy is like $20 a month, but your car insurance drops down to, you know, $65. So you're saving $35 a month on your car insurance, and you're getting life insurance for $20. You get a free life insurance policy, and you're still saving $15 a month. I mean, that sounds like a great deal, right? And well, man, we wrote a ton of life insurance that way. This is something that young people need to think about, correct?
It is. So here's, and I've dealt with this over the past couple of weeks multiple times. If you have a member of your household that lives in your house with you, and they have a driver's license, they need to be listed on your, if they don't have their own policy, they need to be listed as a driver on your policy. This is especially important with young people, because if the young person is not listed on your policy, they don't have any evidence or history of being insured, and so their rates are going to be higher. If I have the parents' policy, the auto policy,
sure,
and the son is splitting off on his own, he's getting his own apartment, he's buying his own vehicle, we can show that he has longevity and has had prior coverage. And in some cases, if he doesn't have an insurance score, we can help. We can sometimes pass that the parent score on to the child because they've been in the same household to help control rates. But legally and for coverage, every eligible driver in a household needs to be listed on a policy to be covered correctly.
And what you're saying, this young person who just got their driver's license, if you contact your insurance agent and have them added or listed as a family member in the household, are you saying they're not necessarily automatically covered on the parents' car insurance, or are they by adding them to the household?
We want to make sure that if they're an eligible driver, you know, someone with a driver's license, that they are named as a driver, not a policyholder, but a driver on that policy. So if you know, a parent, a grandparent lives with inside a household, if you have a domestic partner that lives with you, you can be on the same policy. If you have an adult child that is living in your household, that's called a resident relative, they can be on your auto policy, but we need to list them as a driver, and then you need to have an insurable interest in the vehicle that they're driving if they have their own vehicle, because, Randy, you can't insure something that you don't own or have an interest in.
Ah, okay. So let's say the parents find a good used vehicle for the child. They're going to get a loan on it. They can't afford to pay cash, so they have to go to a credit union or a bank. What you would recommend then is the parents be on the loan with the child, and that
either,
way...
Either that or be listed on the title as a secondary owner with that vehicle, so you have an insurable interest for you know, young people over the age of 18. There's multiple ways to do that, you know, whether it's on the loan or whether it's on the title or both. But you need to have an insurable interest, and then we need to have them listed as a driver on your policy if they live with you. Even if that child, you know, still gets mail at your house, but is you know, has an apartment at college, they're not 100% on their own. We need to have them listed on your policy, and then we put the address where the vehicle is garaged, the garaging location, where that student is living or where that student stays at, where that car is parked.
Right. Got it.
Okay. And that's the correct way to set a policy up, because if things are not done correctly, if let's say you've got, you know, three kids living at home that are in their mid-20s or 30s, we have a lot of people living in their parents' basements for some for very good reasons. And there's a catastrophic accident. Technically, that could be denied because they're not listed on the policy and they have no coverage. So we like to make sure that never even enters into the conversation that they are a listed driver.
Got it. Okay, very good. Now, if you would like an insurance checkup, if you'd like to talk with Tristan and be able to compare, you know, what you have now, very simply, Tristan, people need to get a hold of their insurance agent and have them email them the DEC pages, which are the declaration pages. Mm-hmm. And then they can forward those to you, and then you can look them over and have a conversation with people. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, that is the easiest thing to do. And then for all the parents out there that have, you know, teens or you know, young adults, the most responsible thing you can do is help them get a life insurance policy locked in, you know, a 20-year term policy, a 30-year term policy, even if it's $100,000. But it's inexpensive, and it's something that child is going to thank them for when they have their own family, when they have a, you know, a house payment, because they locked it in when they were young and healthy and it was inexpensive.
Got it. Very good. If you'd like to talk to Tristan, just text me TC and I'll send you his contact information, phone number in Bel Air, as well as his website, TristanCole.com. It takes you right to his office in Bel Air, Michigan. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
On the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source.